Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're in at Bullets here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. I love doing it. Can't get enough of it, and I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have toll-free numbers. Everything is free. Reading, calls, you can't go wrong. Make a herbal tea, put your feet up, and keep hitting redial. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Remember, and keeping in mind, we're on station one. There's three stations here, so on my show, You're In the Thoughts, broadcast over station one, and you can also listen live at my website, michaelgoger.com. So either or, I'd rather have you come here for the numbers, make me look good, but I'd rather have you listening either way. And if you're new on the internet or on with websites, maybe my site's a little easier to navigate, but either way, show up and listen. And don't be afraid to give me a ring. You don't have to call for a reading. I mean, if you just want to say hi or ask me a question or yell at me or whatever you want to do, give me a ring, let me know you're listening. And I'd like to ask everybody, hi, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Michael, how are you? It's Heather from Toronto.
Heather?
Yes, from Toronto.
From Toronto. Good.
Yes.
I'm glad you got through. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Getting lots of ice here.
Yeah, we had that not too long ago. That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
The ice. That, of all the weather, that scares me because it takes down the power lines and cripples the roads and all the complicated... Well, summer's around the corner. Spring's around the corner, so... Heather, you heard me read before, right?
I have, yes.
Okay, I'll just jump into your reading then. How's that sound?
Oh, thank you.
All right. How do you like the show, Heather?
I enjoy listening to it very much.
Yeah, good. And,
Brought tear to my eyes a few times.
What was that?
It's brought tears to my eyes a few times.
You sound a little muffled.
Is it muffled?
I don't know if it's you or my eardrum.
Yeah?
I am getting old.
I have a new phone.
That sounds a little better.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's just jump into your reading. And, I'm feeling upset for some reason, like I'm mad at someone or somebody made me mad or strange feeling. Was there a dispute of some kind over finances or family or anything like that?
Family.
Family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel like it's a little upsetting. And mom, is mom still with us?
I am the mom.
She crossed over?
Yeah.
Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're the mom of the mom.
I'm the mom of the
You're
family.
The mom of the family thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. All righty. Now, for some reason, it feels like it's bothered. It might even bother my sleep or my peace of mind. And
it did. It's not anymore.
Yeah. So it's passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And not resolved, but passed.
It's resolved, right? Mm-hmm. There may be some lingering, I don't know, wounds or signs of, you know, but I feel that, and you're right, I feel like it is past, it is resolved, and everybody's moving forward, but I'm just picking up on this for some reason. I just wanted to touch on it just in case it was in the end stages. Now, is there somebody ill around you or close to you, too? I'm feeling like there might have been somebody wasn't feeling too good or not doing too good.
Not that I'm aware of.
or somebody that might have been affected by this.
I think we're all affected by it.
Yeah, it was because I'm getting a connection to stress, the effects from stress, and there's an improvement in the recovery, and people doing much better. So all the way around, it looks better. I mean, I'm not getting anything bad or negative. It's just that everybody's recovering, basically, is what I'm getting here, and moving forward. Now, one thing I want to bring up is that I'm being made to feel like I want to double-check everything I agree to or sign or... yeah, it's almost like I'm getting a little bit of a heads up, like if I'm going to make a purchase of some kind or agree to something, make sure I know what I'm agreeing to and what I'm getting, and cross the T's, dot the I's. So the important thing is I'm agreeing or signing something. So double check everything, you know, between now and say the next 30 days. And something with a little bit of a flare-up with personalities or egos. If you run into anything like that, and you see a little bit of a flare-up or something going on, or don't feed into it. Be a peacemaker. I feel like being a peacemaker for the next 30 days is important and continues to be important. So keep that in mind. Okay, because I feel like you're going to be.
My kids are going to start fighting amongst themselves.
No, I don't think so. I think it's maybe you ever disagree with somebody and it gets a little heated?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get in a situation like that? That's how my guides are making me feel. Almost like, not an argument, but like a disagreement that maybe could go. And I'm in a position where I have the ability to say, okay, I'll just stop it here, or I'll just drop a subject, or change the atmosphere. I'm kind of like in control of it. So just remember me saying that in case you run into a situation like that.
So just drop it, in other words, whatever it may be.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm in the position to just say, okay, change subject, and it's over and done with. And if I don't, it would probably escalate into an argument. So kind of like you're the master of the situation. And it might be due to jealousy or somebody being spiteful. I kind of like, I'm not sure what this is, but if you run into it, you know how to handle it. No biggie. I'm not worried about it at all. Also, I want to, they're showing me money for some reason. They're taking me to finances. I feel like I'm going to be doing something around the house or with the property, but I'm also increasing my finances too somehow. I don't know if it's home based or something through property. An increase in finances and the outlook on finances brightening up and looking much better. I want to go into 3 months with that. I keep hearing three, so maybe it's March. Either 3 months from now or March, but I'm hearing three. So they want me to pay attention to that. Improving. I think it's several things, like improving something and maybe even making money through it. Somewhere along the line, I don't know what this is, a talent or a skill or maybe a dream you might have had, a creative process where it can cross over from hobby, interest, dream into maybe making money. So keep that in mind too as you go through life, because I feel like you're going to eventually be pulled into something like that. So, because I'm cashing in and making money with some kind of a horse's eye or ability. I don't know what you're into, but I feel like there's something there that can cross over from fun to commercial. Let's see. That's about all I'm getting right now for you.
I have a small legal situation coming up involving a traffic ticket, and I was given a traffic ticket where I park at home, and I'm wondering if you see me as being successful with that.
Okay,
in
well,
court, I have to go to court.
You're challenging it?
I am, because I pay for the spot.
Let's see how we go. I'm not panicking, but I don't feel like anybody's bending over for me.
So they're going to make me pay?
I got a feeling I'm paying something. I feel like I'm talking to the wall, kind of. Actually, that's what they're showing me. I'm talking to the wall. So I got a feeling this is going to either drag out or maybe nobody's listening anyway. It might be easier, simpler, and cheaper just to, I guess, pay it. And I don't know what the situation is. They got to change the rules there or rezone something. But as far as this goes, this is going to be a little tricky for you. Just don't get too upset if nobody's jumping for you.
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. It's my spot. I pay for it. I have a sticker. End of story.
You'd think so. I mean,
you'd think so, Ann.
You know, it's common sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just follow through on it and see, you know, what the outcome is.
Mm. Anything in the relationship department?
I'm kind of, for the time being, kind of coasting along. Nothing.
Okay.
Not at this time. I'm just coasting along, kind of.
Yep. I'm
in a suspension, but I don't want to call it that for some reason. But either way, I'm just coasting. I'm hearing coasting. That's all I'm getting on it.
Well, I've been wanting to move, so probably a relationship would hold me back anyway.
Yeah. Well, give it time. It don't mean nothing's going to happen. It just means that nothing significant or major is going to or change in energy. All right, Heather, I'm going to let you go and
go
on to the next call. And
thank you. All right.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. Tell your friends about it. All right, everybody, if you're just joining, you're listening to You're in the Poets. I'm Michael Goger, your host, and I am doing psychic readings. Why, you ask? Because I love to do it. And I think I'm good at it. I've been doing it for a very long time, and publicly for 10 years, over 10 years, and I enjoy the radio and the mic, so that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm doing it. Plus, I like to help people. So tell your friends about me. Hey, I know a guy that likes to help people. Hi, Cole. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
What's your name?
Janine. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I just sent you an email.
I got your message, too, and I had chaos on this end, too, and I couldn't do anything about it. Did anything change with it?
Pardon?
Did anything change with your situation?
I lost my job.
That's what I mean. Did anything change with that at all?
No.
What happened?
I just wrote you an email about it. I'm sure you haven't got it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't the same.
Okay.
Pretty much the same thing as last time. Not being fast enough, not catching on fast enough.
Hmm.
And there was one more thing going on, too.
Well, that's weird. What a shame, huh?
Yeah.
I felt so good about it. It like I was walking on clouds for days because you got the job and you were happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had said something the last time I talked to you. You had said something about if it didn't work out. And I, for some reason that stuck with me.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but...
Mm.
And I thought it seemed like I just get the feeling that that wasn't the right job for me.
Huh.
I don't know if I'm right or not, or if I'm just...
Well, put it this way. It happened, right?
Yes.
So it was supposed to happen.
Okay.
Meaning that it wasn't the job for you.
Right.
And us being human beings, this is the most difficult thing of all, is knowing what to accept and what to change and what not to change.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, let's just see what I'm feeling on this. And it's interesting you said I said something. I don't remember saying it, and that is kind of common.
Yeah.
There are times where something will slip through and somebody will say, hey, you told me this in a reading. And I said, I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yes, you did.
Well, it was kind of the tail end of something else that we were talking about, because we felt, I know we felt good about me getting that job.
Mm, yeah.
But there was something on the end of it, and I can't recall exactly what you said, but it seemed like to me it felt like a just-in-case kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, listen, let's get to the bottom of this. I'll tell you right now, I'm getting very encouraging imagery here. Is there something... do you know of another interview, or is there anything right now going on?
I sent a fax to a place, but this is totally different. It's mm-hmm. builders or construction,
mm-hmm.
and
I'm feeling that.
And they asked me to. They want me to stop by, and because I did that Friday morning after I got home,
mm-hmm.
and then they want me to stop by and. They have like a competency test or something like that I have to do?
Yep. I'm feeling everything that you're saying.
I don't feel competent, but, you know.
None of us are competent.
Mm-hmm.
While you were talking, it was exactly what they were saying in my head.
Uh-huh.
I felt like there was something that you were on to or about to go into, and I feel good with it now. Make sure you go.
Okay.
Because I do feel that, I hate absolutes, but I got to, because that's what people want, you know? So I'm feeling that you get this job.
Okay.
I am feeling it, and it's very solid, exactly like you described in construction, rehab, and... a man's man thing going on, and
I think I need to stay away from medical billing for a while because, you know, that's what I was trying to do, and evidently I wasn't doing well at it. So
now that's billing.
It was medical billing is what I was trying to do.
Right, and that's the one that you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The last two that I lost. That's
was medical billing.
Yes.
Okay, so. With this, I'm getting sales or negotiating. I feel like I'm in sales. And
oh, I hate sales.
I don't. What are they looking for at this place?
I think it's a receptionist or administrative assistant.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. With an overture of sales and being somebody's mouthpiece,
mm-hmm.
Delivering messages and back and forth, bargaining, delivering messages and sales at the same time. I feel like you're going to get this. I really do, Janie.
Okay.
When is this?
Well, I have to go in to do the competency test, and I don't have to have an appointment for that. And then after that, if I pass that, then they'll set up an interview, I assume.
Okay, I feel like this may go down, I want to say within a month.
Yeah,
one month, everything is said and done.
I'm going to try real hard to get in there tomorrow to do the competency test. And,
yeah, I would.
And
I would. I feel like you do good there. I feel like you do good on the test, and I feel like they like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it may even be like two older men I'm getting. Involved here, and they like you. They like what you're doing and what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a new job. You know what? You're gonna like this better than the one you lost.
Okay.
I got a feeling it's gonna turn out to be a blessing.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to just feel more comfortable there.
Okay. I tried real hard to. Like the last job, but I really didn't care for it.
Oh, you just took this right off my tongue.
Okay.
If you would have gave me 1 second, I would have said it first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was, that's how I'm feeling. Like, you appreciated the job and you were trying hard, but something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And at times you couldn't even put your finger on it.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem right.
Right. You got
that. Yeah, that's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And this other job is going to be, exciting. I feel like I'm happy with it. So.
Okay.
Knock on wood, and I'm sure I'm going to hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
You're a steady client.
Yes, I am.
Which is okay.
Can't seem to get readings from you when we're in the room, but online it works out better.
Well, I'm going back to the rooms, but it's going to be on a smaller scale and maybe a little shorter, but I'm going to go back into the rooms and promote the radio show. So I'm definitely headed in there. Once it starts, it's going to be a regular thing, so everybody will be able to get to me.
Okay.
And I like it because, in a way, it's research, too. Somebody like you is so steady that we can kind of clock what's going on. You know, am I accurate? How accurate am I?
Yeah.
You know, where my strong points are, where my weaknesses are, and that's how you develop.
Yeah.
As a reader, you know.
Do you think I have any kind of psychic ability, or is it just, you know, am I just wishful thinking? I mean, sometimes I feel like I do, but...
Everybody does, Janine.
I can't tell.
Everybody does. We're born with it. It's a part of our soul.
Okay.
It's just that through circumstances and soul paths and conditions, I wound up dwelling on it all my life, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be like a kid. You got a kid that can catch a ball, but you got a kid that lives in the ballpark. There's a chance the kid that lives in the ballpark is going to go maybe to the big league, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with the psychic abilities. So, and you do get back what you put into it. It's not an easy. Ambition. There's a lot of patience needed and a lot of hard work involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, and that's how the people that are involved are sorted out, because they don't want to put the time or the patience into it and they fall away from it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So.
I can always tell when there's something going on with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
But. I can't pick up on stuff for myself.
Mm-hmm. That's common. You'll hear that in the field too, that a reader can't read themselves, and also in everyday life, you know, the phone rings, you know who it is, or you know something's wrong with your kid,
mm-hmm.
or you feel like you're falling in love. I like to use the love thing as a sample because you know you're falling in love. You can feel it. And that's what it feels like working psychically. You just know. And it takes a while to develop everything that goes with it, like a reference system and a format. And then you really should know something about cleansing and protecting and centering. And so there's a lot involved in becoming a reader. But just to use it in everyday life, you just listen to your inner voice, that's all. It's that simple, really.
You always talk about your guides and stuff, and I don't feel like I've got. I don't know how to listen to them or how to tap into that or.
Well, it's it comes after. It comes through a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build a relationship, and first of all, you got to connect with them,
mm-hmm.
and then build a relationship. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't come in and sit down and start talking to you. I guess in some cases you'll hear about it, but in most cases, you got to get to that point and meet them and connect and then build a relationship with them.
How do I meet them?
Through meditation. Through prayer and meditation.
Okay.
Yep. And once you get to the point where you can... See, I'm big on bridges. Once I get to the point where I need to be, I'll build a bridge and I'll cross over the bridge and my guides are waiting for me.
I
I'm big on bridges and connections and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're waiting for me. And then I work with them, and then I come back over my bridge and close everything on the way out. So
mm-hmm.
it's I'm going to be teaching it in teleconferencing.
Oh.
Maybe you can get online and listen to my lessons.
That'd be great.
How does that sound?
When's that going to start?
Soon, I hope. I'm getting cable phone where my calls are free, and they're going to unleash a monster. There'll be no stopping me.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the beginning of March. I'll be at least having the phone that I need to do it with.
You'll be sending out some kind of notice about it and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm gonna send notices out. I'll announce it on the radio show and through the mailing list, and
okay,
and we'll show everybody how to get set up with that. So
okay,
all right. And listen, good luck with the job.
Thank you.
When is the interview?
Well, I don't have an interview yet. I have to take the competency test.
Oh, so you just walk in, okay, and then
yes.
do the okay. Good. So make sure you do it.
I'm gonna try to get that done tomorrow.
Okay, wait a minute. What's tomorrow's date? Let's see what we got. The
18th.
Let me just focus on a number for a second. No, it's neutral. It doesn't matter when you go in. I would go in as soon as possible.
Okay.
So it's neutral. Yeah, I was just looking to see what day would be good. All right, I'm going to let you go, Janine.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
All right, everybody, if you're listening, you're listening. If you just joined us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger, and I am here twice a week doing psychic readings for the listening audience. Everything is free, readings, phone calls, you can't go wrong. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com, there's something there for everybody. I'm really pushing a petition that I came across the other day at Lisa Williams' website. Lifetime canceled her show. I guess that's, you know, it's common knowledge. And it was one of my favorite shows. And when I seen the petitions, I heard a voice inside me saying, jump on this thing and push it. So I sent it out to the mailing list, and I have it on the front page of my website, and I have it in my newsletter. So if you enjoyed Lisa Williams' show and would like to see it come back, I don't know what they were thinking. The world needs more Lisa Williams instead of less. So if you'd like to see it come back, and get on this petition and pass it around, send it to everybody. Put it on message boards, blogs, your mailing list, your friends list, family, friends, coworkers, really put a little effort into passing around, and maybe they'd bring Lisa back for another season or two. I thought it was one of the best shows on mediumship that I ever seen. I really, truly feel, I mean, I've been reading, studying, watching, and listening mediums and psychics for 40 years, and I can honestly say that Lisa Williams is the best, if that exists. I really feel that she was the best, is the best, still is the best. And I feel like they canceled it way too soon. Okay, and the newsletter, if you'd like to get the newsletter, join my mailing list at the website or the Yahoo group or both. I recommend both. If one part of the net ain't working, the other part is. So I would join both lists. And we'd send the newsletter out every Saturday, and it's loaded with recipes and jokes and little stories, pets. So we touch on everything. It's really, it's got that hometown cozy atmosphere to it, and it's got a little something for everyone. So join the Yahoo group and my mailing list, and we'll get you the newsletter once a week, free. And you'll also be notified when we're doing a radio show, so you don't miss the radio show, because I can't tell you how many times I hear in one day, oh, I missed your show. I waited all week, and I missed it. So I tell people, read your mail, open the mail. I let everybody know. Just be before a show when it's coming on. So this is why you need to join the group and the mailing list so you're notified. Okay, remember Alison Bachman? Alison Bachman. The last Thursday of every month, co-hosts a show with me. She's a fantastic lady and a awesome numerologist, probably one of the best I ever heard. I enjoy working with her. She's here once a month with me, and it's a treasure for me. I wait all month for the day I work with Alison Bachman. So, Alison, if you're listening, you're the best, and I can't wait for Thursday's show. Last Thursday of every month. Starting in March, the first Sunday of every month, I'm going to have a great lady from my local area. She's a nurse, a teacher, a psychic, a counselor, many different talents, and she's prominent in the local area, and her name is Shannon Fossey, and she'll be co-hosting a show with me with hopes of, we live on different sides of the Hudson River, so I want to go from Albany to New York on this side, and she'll take us down the other side of the river. So if you're in the local area, this is going to be my way of expanding in this area, and I couldn't pick a better person to do it with. Shannon Fossey, her name is, and she'll be the first Sunday of every month, so I'm looking forward to that. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Fantastic. What's your first name?
Kim. I've called a couple times, Michael, and you've been really dead on, so I'm calling again. I have a specific question.
Okay, and I'm sorry, but what was your first name?
Kim.
Kim?
Yeah, K-I-M.
Kim. Okay, Kim, thank you for the comment. How can I help you?
Yes. I met someone or reconnected with an old friend.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if he's the one. Like,
okay.
Is he the next guy I'm going to spend a big part of my life with?
All right, that's a good question. I kind of like doing the question thing right off the bat. What I'm feeling with him, Kim, is, what was his first name?
Joel.
Joel?
Yeah, Joel.
Okay, what I'm feeling with him is, there are some doubts for some reason here. Almost like you and him have kind of doubts at times about the relationship. And, almost like, is it timing right, or... And at times I feel like it's him too, because of his work world, or he isn't settled somewhere. Is he going through any?
Yeah, I think he might have told me that he separated from his wife, okay, or that he divorced his wife.
Okay, because
but he might not have done that. But he lives half of a year here and half of a year over 1,000 miles away.
Okay. Okay.
So, and then he does research as well in Europe, so...
Okay, all right. Well, what I'm feeling with this is, and I believe you're correct, is he may be either in the beginning stages of a separation or coming out of it. I feel like he's at either end.
Yeah. See, I'm in the beginning stages of a separation myself.
Okay, because this is what I'm getting. Like, there's... endings and beginnings here, and it's just not time for a relationship.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's not with him and he's not the one.
Right.
It's just not that. They will keep giving me timing is bad. And,
yeah.
But I feel as though that...
I actually had a reader a couple weeks ago tell me on BBS that, that I also listened to, that he wasn't quite ready yet, but that he might be ready in a few months.
That's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm hearing five. That's the fifth month. What's that, May?
Yeah.
I would be.
And I had other readers hit on May too.
Yeah, I'm hearing May, and I'm hearing that he would be much more. See, like right now, I'm feeling like you're a little more ready than he is. So he is really...
I'm really ready.
I'm feeling that, like you're ready.
I am. I'm really ready.
Yeah, but I'm feeling this guy here isn't settled in some areas, and it's tugging at the heartstring. And I'm feeling like in May he'll be a prime candidate, and I feel in your arena.
Yeah, we have some strong past life connection, huh?
A very strong connection with this for some reason. I'm going past life. I even want to go commercial somehow, somewhere down the road with this. I don't know if you have the same talents or you're in the same field or...
Yeah, we were in the same place, but we're not really in the same field.
Okay. Oh, you work in the same place.
I had called before to talk about somebody I had met and who ended up not being the one, and you said kind of the same thing before. So I know you're hitting on that there was a big future project that I was going to be doing with someone, and it was going to be like a joint venture kind of thing, and it was going to have commercial ramifications and that kind of thing.
Interesting.
So.
Now, you guys work together, the one we're talking about now?
We work at the same institution, but we don't work in the same department. So, the institution is very big, so I don't even work in the same building.
That's interesting. Is it a government, state, or federal? Or?
It's a university.
It's a
state university. It's a large state university.
Okay, I'm getting government institution is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I still feel that give it until May. He's in your arena. He is ready. And somewhere in your destiny together, you're going to do something together in business or complement each other somehow, commercially or financially. But this is really looking down the road.
Right. So do you see, like, if he's not my romantic one, do you see a romantic one there?
I believe he's going to be.
It's just going to take a while.
Probably by May. Yeah, he'll be ready.
Yeah.
And I feel up until then, I'm not getting anyone in particular.
Okay.
Nothing significant jumping out at me.
Okay.
I'm kind of locked on this guy for some reason.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. I think he might be the one.
Yeah, and the universe knows that, and it kind of, like, filters anything else from coming in a way.
Right, exactly. I totally agree with you.
And that's how it works energy-wise.
Yep. Thank you so much, Michael. Have a blessed day.
Take care of yourself. Good luck.
Okay, and I'll call back and let you know how it works out.
I know you will.
Thanks.
All righty. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Call back anytime.
Okay, I will.
Just to say hi, even to tell me I was wrong. I don't care.
Yeah.
I got tough skin.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
It was the first thing I taught myself was to accept the fact that any reader can be wrong.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. You take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks, Michael.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, and everything is free. Everything is everything at Your Inner Thoughts. Think about that. I just came up with a catchy little phrase for my radio show. Everything is everything in Your Inner Thoughts. You couldn't be 100% correct because we become what we dwell on. So remember, your glass is half full or it's half empty. Always use that as a guidepost, and your perception of things is the most important thing in the universe, I would say. Your perception. See everything as meant to be and do the best you can with it and move forward and try not to let nothing get you down. I know it's easier said than done, but you do catch cycles of positivity and inspiration and motivation and make the best of it. Create with it, help somebody, learn something, have fun, you know, do something for the world, something for your neighbor. There is something out there for you to do that could go on and on and on for lifetimes. Just a very simple thing. Just think about it and meditate on it. www.michaelgoga.com. I am doing this for a living. Forgive me for soliciting, but I have to. I cannot pay my landlord with hugs. So If you're looking for a reading, I'm the man. Check my website out. I got services fees paid. I mean, I'm doing email readings for $17. I got a one answer page at the website, $5. You can't go wrong. Not only that, I wanted to be able to reach the people that didn't have 65 for a regular private phone reading. I wanted to become kind of available to the people that where money's tight, because I know what it's like, and so that's why I went that low with certain things and created a window where you can at least ask me a question, you know, and there was a demand for it, so it's there, so I just wanted to bring it to your attention. What else we got going on? As I said before, Pal Talk, I am going to be going in there. The room will be your inner thoughts. I'll be promoting the radio show and BBS radio station. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. What's your first name?
Lyle.
Lyle?
Yes.
What part of the world, Lyle?
And Indiana.
Indiana? Welcome to the show, buddy.
I'm sorry?
I said welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Okay. You've been hearing me read, so I'll just jump into your reading, right?
Okay.
Okay. Eventually, somewhere in the future, I want to let everybody know that I think I'm going to be going to High Caller, What's Your Question? So,
if you want me to, I do have a question for you.
Okay, shoot. Let's start now. How's that?
I am involved in a legal dispute.
That's what I'm getting, legal
and,
imagery.
And I wanted to see how you thought it would turn out.
Okay. Okay, Lyle, I'm feeling it after a lot of to-do and a lot of he said, she said, agreements being reached. Now, does that alone help you?
I think so, if you're saying it turns out in my favor. Are you saying that?
What I'm saying is... I'm getting the stress alone of going to court. Now, is this a criminal matter or civil?
It is a civil matter, not a criminal.
Right.
But I don't like when I ask people who can read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like telling them the subject because it'll evoke.
I know
feelings from them, and what it deals with is taxes.
Yeah. That's called fishing and cold reading.
Uh-huh.
That's called fishing and cold reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to do
that.
No,
it's not that. It's just that people, when people you say taxes, people have this gut reaction like, I'm messing with the government, you know, don't mess with the government, just do what they say and pay.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I read the law and I know what it is. I've
right.
got my facts together. I just want to see
right.
if they're going to be upfront with me and
right.
base it on the law rather than what
right.
they think it is.
Well, what I'm hearing right off the bat is fair play and justice for you. I'm hearing fair play and justice, and I'm also hearing that it's almost like there was a dispute and everybody involved is shaking hands and agreeing to something.
Okay.
Now, whether this means that you're going to settle just before trial or there is some type of mediating going on at the outcome of the trial where everybody is satisfied.
Okay. Can I give you a quick rundown on it?
Okay, let me just listen for a few other things and...
Okay.
Maybe I could knock your socks off with, or at least bring up some things here. Now, for some reason, I'm getting partnership, or was it connected to a partnership, or even a relationship? Just say no or yes. That's all.
It's like I'm not sure. It could be only because I'm married and what I had to go through. That's why I said I'll give you the quick story.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Go ahead and let me hear your story.
Okay, the quick story is, basically, and the first time I heard it, I said, that can't be right. They can't have lied to us, but I forgot, I'm dealing with the government. But basically, the income tax, as you know it, unless you work for the federal government, or you get money from the federal government, or you live in the District of Columbia or the territories, and I tell people to check it out for yourselves. I can tell you which portions to read. It's the Internal Revenue Code is Title 26 of the United States Code.
Okay.
And basically what it says, it defines wages, and it says, and it defines United States, and it defines state.
Okay.
Well, what most people get confused on is there's a difference between a legal definition of something and a common day definition or common word definition.
Okay.
Under the legal definition, the United States is defined as the District of Columbia, the Virgin Islands, the American Samoa, and those are all territories of the United States. The district is actually defined in the Constitution, and it limits its powers to like a 10-mile square. And I'm only talking about the Internal Revenue Code, not about anything else.
Okay.
Other laws that they pass are constitutional, but for this, wages are defined as that. If you look in 3401 of the United States Code, Title 26, it defines wages, and you also have to look at 3121. Well,
holy!
I researched this for.
Are you an actor?
I researched this for 6 months, 8 hours a day to find this all out.
Okay.
But anyway, so unless you get money or you work for an instrumentality of the United States, which would be like the FBI, CIA, railroad, or national banks,
okay,
you do not make wages.
Okay.
So therefore, and see what the states did in 1986, they harmonized, all 50 states harmonized, or the states that have income tax, harmonized it with the Internal Revenue with the federal.
Okay.
So because if you don't make any federal, you don't make any wage with the states. And I'm
right.
Just simplifying this. I tell anybody, if you want to research it for yourself. The first thing that I would tell you to do, which I did, was there's a book called Cracking the Code, and it's put out by Peter Hendrickson. And he goes through it, and I did additional research just to verify what he was saying by looking up Supreme Court cases, other court cases, looking at the code, and I found out it's all smoke and mirrors. Now, see, I'll tell you that the case that I got against, I'm going against the state first, and
okay,
that's what I'm on now, and I have found out that they have actually given a refund to somebody based on the tax law, but I think they pick people out to go to court, you
Damn.
Know. So the other thing I did, there was a package that tells you how to represent yourself in court.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so, yeah,
it was done by a lawyer, and he said all you have to do is follow the rules, and he said you have to look at the rules in your area, but he gives you how to do motions and how to ask for items from the other side.
Right.
So basically that's what I did, and that's what it is. Now, I had to do some joint returns with my wife. That's why I said, you said partnership.
Okay.
And
okay,
I said, well, you know, I did do it
okay
with my wife, but now I'm filing separate
okay
in case she doesn't want to do that. That's fine. She can, you know, pay the tax, but I want my money back if I don't have to pay it.
Okay. When is the hearing? I'm hearing like 2 months down the road. This is kind of
well, it's at the very beginning. I have one on March 13th.
Okay.
Whenever you sue the state is, and this is any state, their lawyer is the attorney general. So I have the Attorney General is trying to get it thrown out of court, basically, and that is on March 13th. I've actually have to put something together to refute what she's saying. I know how to attack it, and well, that's a good one. Will I be?
Yeah.
Will it be good on the 13th?
Yeah, I got a feeling. Interesting. I want to say it's settled on the 13th. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh.
I'm hearing it's settled on the 13th, but...
It could go forth on the 13th unless they want to give up.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I'm going to press it, and I know what to do, how to make them get the evidence that I'm going to use against them.
What I'm worried about is them throwing it out or basically forcing your hand, kind of. I want to say that it kind of either settles out of court or it could be over with by the 13th. So I could be wrong, but I'll just leave you with that anyway.
Okay, and I'll let you know.
And I feel kind of in agreement, so I'm not really upset. So I wish you luck with it. I just got a feeling that it's going to be okay and it's going to end there somehow.
Okay.
So, keep me posted anyway.
I'll let you know.
All right, Kyle. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. But are you an actor or an entertainer?
No, I'm not. No?
Do you ever think about it?
Only from the standpoint of I had considered writing a book or trying to write a screenplay, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I just keep picking it up on around you for some reason. All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks very much.
Take care.
You too.
All right. You make a good lawyer anyway.
That's right.
It made me nervous.
All right.
All right. Good luck, buddy. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. If you want to know more about me, I'm Michael Goger. I believe we're almost out of time, so I'll just yak you. If you want to know more about me, michaelgoger.com. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to thank everybody involved, Don and Doug Newsom, BBS Radio, all the folks there that are working behind the scenes, all the other hosts. It's been a fascinating journey here at BBS Radio, and I'm thankful for it. And it's a world stage and global audience, and someday I could be a household name thanks to BBS Radio. I love you, Don. I know you're listening. All right, everyone. I'll see you Thursday at 1 p.m. Take care, God bless, and take care of yourselves.